On the air.
Good morning, everyone. Calling the Board of Firearm Permit Examiners Thursday, June 20th, 2024, meeting to order at 10:06. I'm going to start by reading a brief introductory statement. For the record and in advance of hearing testimony, I would like to explain the procedures we shall be following today. First, these are civil administrative proceedings being held in accordance with Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the General Statutes, this board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, and determining whether those facts would be just and proper cause for denying or revoking a permit. It will occasionally happen that facts and events as the issuing authority believe them to be at the time of denial or revocation justified that denial or revocation, but additional facts and circumstances which come to light during these hearings convinces the board that in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the general statutes, hearings of this board may be conducted informally but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to those persons testifying. Be advised, this board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Accordingly, appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence may be excluded from the public. Both parties may be permitted to make brief opening statements indicating the scope of the case and what they intend to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the appellant's application or permit. You may call witnesses to testify on your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party may cross-examine that witness. The board may also inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority and appellant may make brief closing statements. Decision of the board is by majority vote of those members present and voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all tie votes will inure to the benefit of the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified of the board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in Connecticut General Statute Section 29-28D, and pursuant to Superior Court ruling, in an abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants appearing here today. Toward that end, the board will refrain from addressing the appellants by name or by noting the appellant's address, but instead will address each one simply by the title appellant. The board hereby requests all witnesses testifying here today to do likewise and to refer to each appellant only by his or her title appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court ruling, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to matters subject to erasure under Connecticut General Statute 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or personal recollection of the underlying events. Last, please turn off your cell phones or put them on vibrate. If you need to have a conversation, please go out in the hallway to do that so as not to disturb these proceedings. Calling the roll of the board. Dr. Conrad.
Present.
Attorney Cinetti.
Here.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Colonel Overturf.
Here.
Colonel Lewis.
Here.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Yep.
And I am here and we have a quorum. Does everybody know their case number? If you don't, please come forward and they'll provide that. I'm not going to call your name, in other words, so you need to know your case number. Sir, you have your case number? Okay. All right, I'm going to call the roll of the cases. I'm just going to called basically attendance, so please let me know if you're issuing authority or appellant. Case number one, 24-027.
Issue authority.
Nancy?
Are you the appellant? On case number one? It's 24-027? Okay. Both parties are here. Thank you. Case number two, 23-217. Both parties. Thank you. Case number three, 23-321 has been withdrawn. Case number four, 23-769 has been withdrawn. Case number five, 23-007.
Issuing authority.
The appellant did not check in.
Okay. Case number six, 23-022.
Issuing authority.
The appellant is here.
Okay. Case number seven, 23-041.
Issuing authority.
That appellant did not check in.
Case number eight, 23-038.
Hebron is here.
Yeah, the resident.
And the appellant is also here.
The appellant is here?
Yeah, you checked him.
Okay. So case eight is 23-038. That's a Hebron case, just for the appellant.
Sorry.
Okay, that's okay. Case number nine, 23-017.
Chief Greenwich is here.
The issuing authority is here. He just got his number. So yeah, he's here, but I did get an email from the appellant that he's going to be late because he ran into an accident somewhere.
That's for number nine?
Number nine, correct.
Case number 10, 23-056.
And the issue.
Case number 11, 23-040.
Issuing authority, appellant.
Case 12, 22-713.
The appellant did not check in.
Okay. Anybody testifying, please stand and raise your right hand so I can administer the oath. Anybody who's going to be speaking to us that is not an attorney. Are you not testifying, sir? And sir, you're not testifying? Okay. Do you solemnly swear or affirm as the case may be that the evidence you shall give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or on penalties of perjury?
I do.
You may be seated.